Hello and welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. Coaching program resources and support. What makes sense? What do you want to have? Where are you going to get it from? How are you going to support the success of a coaching program inside of an organization? There are three key areas to consider when you're planning the resources. First, consider the management of the program itself. Next, consider the coaches that are providing the coaching inside the program. And then consider the clients who have a coach working with them and what resources are important for those clients. In exploring this, the resources for managing the program are going to include the appropriate level of training or even consulting services for the people managing the program, them truly understanding what coaching is, how it works, the ethics of it, the confidentiality of the coaching engagement, what's appropriate in terms of the time and length of a relationship. In addition to that, the people managing the program are going to want time for doing the work and the expenses for the administration. They'll want to be aware of the time and cost of training, both for themselves and for the coaches that are doing the work, and even for clients. They'll want time for the ongoing oversight of the services being provided. Resources for the coaches will include ICF-approved coach training, access to information on coaching, ongoing learning and development opportunities, information appropriate for supporting their clients, a list of resources available both for themselves and for their clients. They're going to want a time and a place for doing the coaching, and of course, a contact person for whatever comes up. The people who receive the coaching or have a coach may want access to training for their own skill development based on what they identify in that coaching relationship. They may want access to information for doing self-directed learning. They may want support in terms of reporting back because they are the ones who choose what information gets reported back. And of course, a contact person for whatever questions or concerns they have. In setting up the program, it often makes sense to have a manual that outlines all of this information as well as processes and procedures. In this way, for the people who are managing the program, they're set up. They have an easy piece of information that they can access and follow in terms of running the program. It gives them a sense of what amount of time is involved and what money to budget for it. Include in this a listing or directory, if you will, of the different forms that will be used in the program. These forms may include an application for coaching services, and it may be one type of application if a manager or supervisor is requesting the coaching for someone on their team, and a similar, also different application if somebody's asking for coaching for themselves. It may include samples of coaching agreements or a coaching agreement that's going to be used. The manual may include information on how the relationship works in terms of logistics for determining who the coach and the client are that will work together, what's allowed in terms of time and length of the coaching relationship. It may also include information on the competencies and the ethics, on any standards for what's going on. Sharing this with everybody simply makes sense. Another important resource in putting all of this together is to have a form that sets up a standard bio for the coach that may be available to do the coaching. The reason for that is you want the individual who is going to have a coach involved in selecting who that is. They can look at those standard bios, perhaps even have the opportunity to interview those coaches and be involved in choosing who their coach is going to be. It is important when you're managing the program that you're also setting yourselves up to track results. That can happen through evaluations. It may also happen by looking at internal metrics that the organization tracks. Get a baseline when you start the program in terms of engagement and productivity or turnover, and then look at those numbers over time when the coaching program is in place. You may be looking at input in terms of how much the coaching is impacting changes in those numbers, because sometimes there are other external factors. It can be incredibly valuable for the administration of the program to share success stories, whether that's on an intranet website, an online bulletin board, an accompanying newsletter, or even in meetings, and that they continue promoting coaching as a benefit through HR in onboarding, during orientation or meetings, in employee manuals, company publications, and of course at company events. In terms of budgeting, you're looking at the cost of the people who are managing the program, any materials that are there for them. Also, the time for training coaches, for people to sign up for coaching, for the matching process. You're doing a budget for the training for the coaches, any coaching that the coaches receive, the learning materials that are involved in this, potentially a consultant that's supporting the administration of the program. And keep in mind, you may also want to budget for external coaches for the highest levels of management. There's so many different areas here. When the coaching happens, it is essential that it be in a private space. So that may involve determining where the coach is, where the client is, what technologies they're using to make sure they have that safe place for the conversation. Some of the obvious coaching tools include the code of ethics, the core competencies, and the markers of those. Some of the less obvious may be the coaching questionnaires, a goal planning worksheet, or a self-assessment tool for the coaches, and others for the clients. A set of resources for skill development can include a learning management system, an opportunity to take classes, or a library of materials. When you're putting together the program, consider what it's going to take for everybody involved in the success of the program in terms of time, budget, tracking and reporting, as well as the actual coaching that's going to happen. Coaching programs have a bottom line impact as well as making a difference in the organization. That kind of success does call for smart planning and tracking and celebrating successes. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. Come visit us at www.coachcert.com. Make it a great one.